Good morning, and thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yes, I got a charge on my account from this company, and I need to know what it is.
Okay, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to assist you today. May I have your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
I don't even, I guess I don't even have an account, but it would be, I don't even know, 22401.
Just a moment. What's your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Cassandra Johnson.
Okay, Ms. Johnson, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Ms. Johnson, for security purposes on your account, which you do have, this is a third-party call center, first of all. So you reached a company that we provide customer support for several online vendors, Ms. Johnson. This particular vendor is called Bytes Hub, and it's an app. Before I can discuss your account a little further, I need you to verify your shipping address for security purposes, please.
1110 Hampton Street, Fredericksburg, Virginia, 22401.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson. As I was saying, Bytes Hub is just a mobile food app, ma'am. And what they did was they charged you $59.89 as a membership fee. The way you got enrolled in it is because you responded to a sweepstakes to win a free Dyson Z11. Though, when you got the notification about the vacuum cleaner, probably said you already won it and just pay for the shipping. When they do that and you go to pay the shipping, they end up charging you a monthly membership fee. In this case, it was $59.89. And Bytes Hub is just an app that encourages healthy eating, how to cut sugars and carbs.
Well, how do I get rid of that?
Recipes, stuff like that. I can cancel it out for you, ma'am. They do
Please
offer
do.
It for $20 a month if you want to stay enrolled.
No, I don't want it at all.
Okay. Let me get you canceled out, ma'am. Give me one moment.
I had no idea that that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't say anything about any Bytes or anything like that.
Right.
I don't like that.
Okay.
I know not to do that ever again.
Okay, Ms. Johnson, I'm about to give you a 9-digit cancellation number as soon as I get you canceled out. So you might want to get you something to write down this number as soon as I return. Okay, give me just a second to get you canceled out. I'll be right back, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. One moment, please. Thank you. Okay, and I thank you again for holding, ma'am. Your cancellation number, Ms. Johnson, is going to be C as in cancel. The number is
920-625-083.
Wait a minute. 920-625.
Okay.
Then 083. I'll repeat it for you, ma'am. C, 920-625. 083 is your cancellation number, Ms. Johnson. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
That'll be all. Thank you.
You're very welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
No, I do have another question. Is that going to go back to my account?
Okay, I'm glad you asked. I sent it back to your Visa card ending in 7236, Ms. Johnson. I also sent you a refund confirmation email to sandy.y.nelson@gmail.com. Ms. Johnson, you'll receive that email momentarily. They usually go straight through. We are advised to tell you, give it 24 to 48 hours, but it's been my finding that they usually go straight through. So just check it periodically today, and you'll have that money, ma'am, back on your card within 3 to 5 business days. I did send that refund confirmation, let you know it's on its way back. Please exclude weekends from counting those business days. Of course, I'm sure you know that. So start counting Monday. You should have it back on your card, ma'am, within a week from today.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
That'll be all. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Johnson, you enjoy your weekend. Stay safe, and thank you for calling customer support, ma'am.
You too. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Bye-bye.